It's Thursday, May 14th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Server spike, Cisco down, and cutting burn rate. How to pay more on your ransomware. And Microsoft starts ending 32-bit Windows. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk some gear first, specifically those selling gear. Omdia analysts provided some insights on global server shipments for Q1 of 2020, which grew 30% year-on-year as the data center market exploded. The surge largely happened at the end of the quarter. Within the report and its release is this from the analysts, quote, "However, it's important to avoid underestimating how much the server market could be impacted by the looming global recession. Many enterprises and governments are likely to postpone investing in new servers in the second half of 2020. Additionally, despite vendors and distributors successfully managing the supply chain challenges in the first quarter of the year, Omdia continues to receive reports of strain and shortages in components globally." End quote. Meanwhile, Cisco revenues contracted by 8% in the three-month period ending April 25th, and were worse than their original projections for the quarter. This marks the third consecutive quarter of revenue decline for the company. Finally, while there's been no statement from the company, several press outlets are reporting of layoffs at Datto. Several employees indicated they were let go on LinkedIn as well. So why do we care? As Channelnomics points out, Cisco's decline is worse than IDC's forecast for IT spending. Cisco's a good measurement for the channel. They do a lot of business through partners. I included the server data because I wanted to highlight that the big growth was in data center. That's a spike, not a trend, and clearly due to a surge in cloud demand. Do not bet on this, as the forecasts are not that. I included the Datto story here as a data point. This is a high-profile, channel-only company that just trimmed costs. It's a necessary move, and not the only one we'll see. They're reducing their burn rate like everybody else. Sophos' State of Ransomware 2020 report is out, and included a headline that paying a cyber ransom to mitigate a ransomware attack may double the incident recovery costs. Those that didn't pay had an average cost of $730,000, but those that did, cool, $1.4 million. Also in there, 84% of those surveyed have cybersecurity insurance, and 64% have insurance that covers ransomware. Why do we care? Struck by the old cliche about never pay the terrorists, which we know is an actual policy, but sounds good in a movie. My takeaway is this. Of course it's more if you pay, because you have to pay and you have to recover. If you don't pay, you still have to recover. The real lesson is to not be in that position at all, but to include these types of numbers to customers so they know what the real costs will be. Microsoft has announced that starting with Windows 10 version 2004, there will be no 32-bit version for OEMs. This version of Windows is expected to start rolling out on May 28th. Why do we care? This is a narrow first step. There are still 32-bit versions, just simply that OEMs will not be able to get them. But it's starting. Windows 10 is moving to be a 64-bit-only product. As a Mac user, I'm already over that hurdle personally, but there are still lots of those machines out there. Begin your planning now and sell those upgrades. Because particularly right now, everything is going to take a lot longer to sell. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this content, you can support it directly. Just go to patreon.com/MSPradio and sign up for our Give What You Want plan. You determine what you think this is worth, and you subscribe for that amount. Every little bit helps. Again, go to patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Looking for feedback? Is there a story or a question you want me to cover? Let me know. You can reach me at dave@MSPradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.